The Entitled Show may feature explicit content and may be suitable for younger listeners. For more information, visit theentitledshow.net.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't let me smack you around, little boy.
She's learned her lesson. A scrawny little Asian girl in New York City. I'm a fighter.
My head itches.
You're my cupcake gumdrop, sugar,
the apple of my eye. I swear you can slap him on both sides of the cheek and jelly to pop out his mouth. That's what it looks like. Don't it look like you just go and jelly just shoot out of every orifice of his face?
Phenomena.
Oh, oh, good lord.
Welcome to the Entitled Show on theentitledshow.net. I'm Bob, and Donnie's itching his nose.
Yeah.
Why don't we record this stuff on video?
It hurts for some reason. It's just like a sharp pain in one nostril.
It's called a loogie. You gotta dig it out of there. Be a man and dig it out. Or are you a man? I don't believe you are a man. I believe you're a little wussy. Before you do that... I can go ahead and tell my story.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I was kind of...
Gonna wait on that one.
Apparently the disc player didn't like the disc. Stay. Good boy. I was... You realize how much noise that makes?
Yeah, I do. I kind of... I can't hear. I only have one ear working.
Blame it on the one ear that's not working.
Yeah.
But
the headset.
I was eating lunch at a wonderful boat basin, like I normally do, and a gentleman pulled in behind me with his bright orange truck. He gets out of the truck, and he's standing alongside his truck. He's leaning on the side of it. I finish eating. I go to pull out, and in my rearview mirror, I see him jerking off.
Beside his truck.
Beside his truck. Just out there, just willy-nilly, flapping in the breeze.
Great.
Yeah. Welcome to the city of Bainbridge.
That is very disturbing. And you just ate.
And I just finished eating. I might have to become a vegetarian.
Yeah.
On second thought, no.
This hot dog's good. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and oh my God.
I never look at the Ronald McDonald the same. He looked like a... Have you ever seen the comedian Louis C.K.?
Oh, yeah.
He looked like him.
He's just sitting there.
And a bright orange truck with black racing stripes. It looked like an old 80s Ford pickup truck. I'm just giving out so many details so when people see me out of town, you go, hey, you masturbate in the park.
To young men.
Well, I'm 21, so...
Young man.
But while we're speaking of masturbating, how are you coming on your mission?
Which mission? Pictures?
Yeah.
Nudies? I don't know. Let me look.
He doesn't even know. It's those drunk nights, you know, you just snapping pictures of girls. You don't really know.
There's my sister. Not naked, no.
Wow. Wow. I would hope not.
My new car.
On your phone. I would hope not. Does your sister still listen?
I don't know.
God, I hope not after that comment. I'm not editing that out.
I have some pictures of girls, but they're not nudie.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, I know, it sucks.
You queer?
Maybe when you're drunk and you're doing stuff, you don't really think about taking a picture.
That would be the first thought on my mind.
The phone's not exactly the first thing on my mind. Catch my drift.
Yeah, no.
But no comment there.
I do want to thank a wonderful FM station around here for, you know, giving a tribute to those who like rock music.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. It's a local FM station that we've been given a hard time, and they started off the tribute to rock. What artist would you imagine them playing for a tribute to rock? Just name an artist off the top of your head that you would think they would be playing.
Let's see, what kind of rock are we talking about?
Just name anyone that plays rock music.
I'd do AC/DC.
You would think that. The artist that was played during this tribute to those who like rock music. Taylor Swift love story.
Are you serious?
Anyone, you want to take a guess at what the second song was?
Well, probably something else. Jess is Gay.
Coldplay. Who won 2 Grammys for Best Rock Album. What?
Yeah, that's not rock. Not even rock.
Want to take a wild guess at what was third?
Marilyn Manson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, God.
I don't know what their version of rock is. I don't like pop music, okay?
I hate it.
I like rock music. I like rock music where I can be around a bunch of other dudes banging my head. That did and not actually, sound right.
Yeah, but, I'm glad you caught yourself because I was about to bash you.
I mean,
That's scenes from In the Park, you know, banging.
Oh, my God. I'm going to regret telling that story.
Yeah, you're going to regret telling that story.
I'm already regretting it around the office here. People already found out about it here at the office. And, oh, my God. But come on, a tribute to rock music. Taylor Swift.
It's a love story, baby, just say.
That's what she should be saying. God. Oh my God.
There aren't.
Did you freaking see what she wore at the Country Music Awards? Holy freaking S. I try not to curse.
I don't remember seeing it.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Is this red dress thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yowzer.
It was like bedazzled.
Yeah,
for real.
Oh my God. But how you been doing, man? It's been a while.
Work, school, sleep, drink. That's about it.
Work, school, sleep. Only 2 weeks left, man. Woo!
Yeah, finally. I ain't going this summer.
I ain't going next fall. Screw that. I started the semester with 4 classes, down to 3. Now, I'm going to finish the semester with, you want to guess how many?
1.
1.
Great for you.
And it's my easiest class, too. American government. Oh, my God. I mean, last semester I was excited about going back to school, but this semester is kind
of
like...
This one's lame because I had some of the lamest classes anyway.
I mean...
Human relations. Today what we're going to talk about in human relations is...
Pretty much
sexual harassment in the workplace.
Pretty much my main reason for dropping my other 3 classes was the teacher.
Oh, really? You didn't like your teachers?
No, not at all. But I'm kind of screwed because I missed my Regents test.
Eek.
And the other 2 classes I dropped, it was after midterm. And I technically haven't dropped them, I just stopped going.
Okay. You've dropped them, they haven't dropped you.
Yeah.
Until the end of semester. Just
next semester, I guess I'll go back to my tech certificate. If I do go back. And talk to my advisor, be like, yeah, I'm going to go back to tech. I'm going to be a computer major again. Screw teaching math to little retards.
You were going to teach math?
I was a math major.
Oh, God.
And you know what was weird? Being a math major at Bainbridge College means that you have to take more sciences than math.
Huh?
I know it makes no sense. It made no sense to me when they told me, but hey, what can you do? Ooh, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
We have short-term memory. Right?
Yeah.
You
can't walk us in front of us with anything that distracts us.
No. Now,
and I'm hungry.
Are you familiar with YouTube?
Yeah.
Do you like the account named Fred?
Who?
Fred.
I don't know.
I've made a couple of videos basically just bashing him. I cannot stand him. But I actually have to rephrase myself. The videos aren't bashing him. It's more bashing the idiots that watch him. You know... Props to him for being able to make a stupid series of videos and people watch them, but I think it's a lot of politics with YouTube for why he's so popular. Because there's a video out there by The Real Weekly News that really exposes how he got so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting video. And it also shows how channels that were on top that were actually good are now down at the bottom. But anyway, I pulled audio from one of his videos because I had a feeling you had never seen it before. And I want you to take a listen to what the YouTube community, 2 million people, go nuts for every couple of weeks.
Hey, it's Fred! And I just got home from school and I found out it's April Fool's Day! It's the day dedicated to making other people mad and getting away with it! I didn't even know April Fool's Day existed, but then today at school some little kiddos were playing tricks on each other and I kind of just caught on. Actually, today Judy was like, Fred, will you go out with me? And I was like, oh my god, yes! But unfortunately, she said April Fool's Day after that, so I was kind of embarrassed a little. Okay, well, because Judy did that, obviously Kevin was involved, so I'm gonna get back at both of them and do April Fool's jokes on them. The jokes are gonna be pretty intense, and I bet you when I'm done, Judy and Kevin will regret ever playing a trick on me. Okay, well, let's get this ball rolling. So first of all, we're gonna prank Kevin, and the cat with the rabies is gonna be involved! Okay, well, Kevin's on his porch being a fatty like usual, so I'm gonna go do it. Hey, Kevin!
Why are you laughing so weird, Fred?
Because I'm gonna throw the cat with the rabies on you!
Now I have rabies again, you idiot!
April Fools, but you still have rabies! This is kind of weird to say, but I think I went just a tad bit overboard with the whole Kevin thing because I got him rabies again. Well, the first time the cat with rabies gave him rabies, his mom got all mad at my mom and they were fighting and quarreling, weirdly, you know? So I'm kind of scared what they're gonna do to each other this time because it's the second time. You know what? Whatever! Kevin deserved that! He's a little scumbag! Actually, I shouldn't call him a little scumbag because he's quite big, so a big scumbag. Okay, well, now it's time to prank Judy!
Fred, why are you here?
Hey, Judy. What I'm here to tell you is quite hard to say because it's very sad. Don't get me wrong, it's very sad news.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
Well, what it is your dog died. That golden retriever of yours.
No!
He got ran over, I just saw it.
Is he dead?
A big semi came and ran him over. And now his body parts are spread everywhere. He's dead! He's dead! Oh my god.
Really?
April Fool's Day, haha, gotcha!
Oh my gosh, Fred, you're such a jerk!
I don't really know what to say because I think I went a little bit overboard on Judy's joke, too! She was crying because she was so, so scared that her dog died, and I don't know, I just think I brought it up one notch too far, you know? But whatever, it's April Fool's Day, for gosh darn sake. What is that? Oh my gosh, what are these things? What are they there, too?
Oh, Fred, it's your mom. I got you, April Fool's Day.
Mom, why'd you do that? That was so mean.
Well, Fred, Judy and Kevin's parents called me. That was not good what you did.
Yeah, I know, Mom. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have done it. At least I learned that maybe next year I shouldn't take the April Fool's joke so far. Okay, well, peace out. Maybe I shouldn't have been so mean.
I'm very worried for this country. That was
stupid.
That 2 million people, two billion people, watch that every time he comes out with a new one.
That's pretty stupid.
I cannot come up with words to describe the anger I feel right now. I'm more angry after listening to that than when I saw the guy jerking off behind me. I mean, and I was pretty pissed off then.
Yeah.
I don't care if this kid is 16 that's doing this. These videos are really effing stupid. And, I work in video production. And I literally get into arguments with people saying he speeds the videos up. Because he's all jerking around. He's like, oh, he's all over the place. Like, no, he speeds up his voice. He doesn't speed up the video. Newsflash. When you speed up video, when you speed up voice, the video will no longer be in sync. So. You want to clear your glasses for you, George?
Yeah, God.
I mean, and the video, I pulled other videos of his, but we probably just lost all of our listeners.
That was pretty crappy to me.
That can't get any worse than that.
Do what you do.
Oh. Just so I'm happy now, I just like this audio. I'm just going to play it. It's audio of people being tased.
Right now! Right now! On your back! Put your hands behind your back! Put your hands behind your back!
I can't!
Sure you can't.
Come here.
Sure you can't.
Come here.
You tased me and you handcuffed me?
Yep, you're under arrest.
For what reason?
Your license is suspended.
Your license is suspended.
That made me happy.
Your license is suspended, so we're going to put you in jail.
One more to make me even more happy.
Don't get your hands off me! You are a man! Get your hands off of me!
That makes me happy.
Now are you gonna? Now are you? That's pretty funny. Well, now are you gonna cooperate, Christine?
I would hope so. I want to talk about this real strange case from Texas. An unusual case is unfolding in Texas. That includes a woman being awarded the right to collect sperm from her dead son. Dun 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 dun. The report is that 21-year-old Nicholas Evans was attacked and died 2 weeks ago, but his mother wants his sperm. Gotta have that cock. Donnie doesn't know what to say. Marissa Evans took the issue to court and was given an...
I was just waiting to see what else.
Was given,
if there's an explanation for why.
Was given an emergency hearing so that she could fight for it. And have a chance to create grandchildren through a surrogate mother. The judge ruled in favor of her and ordered a medical examiner to maintain the body and allow an expert to come in and collect the sperm. I know how you can collect it. What a world we live in. Am I right? Whoops. Mark, that was wrong audio.
That is just... kind of disturbing what people do nowadays for kids.
And just to point out how stupid we are in this country, I have another piece of audio here. This is a piece of audio from Judge Judy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You thought the woman on the pageant that was trying to explain why people don't know where the U.S. is on a map was stupid? Well, this woman tries to explain what rocket science is.
I came at her, I pushed her in the pool, she was wearing her bathing suit. I saw her back, her bathing suit was on, because when she got out of the pool, I saw her belly button ring, and that's how I remember it, and it wasn't malicious at all. I had no idea she had her iPhone, I felt awful after it happened.
Well, you felt awful, that means you pay for it if you feel awful.
Well, I mean, it was the atmosphere of the party. We were all pushing each other in.
She didn't push anybody in.
No.
Grow up. You make a mistake, that's what you have to do. Make a mistake, you did something wrong, you negligently ruined her iPhone, you have to pay for that. Simple as that. Isn't that rocket science? What is rocket science?
Rocket science is when the scientists find out things about space. I think.
I mean, what else can I say? Do you need more evidence that this town is stupid?
This town?
Or this area, this country is stupid? I got another one.
Oh, God.
I've got another one. This is a 911 call. Well, listen to this.
What's the address of your emergency?
Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot, and my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Just Are you able to pull the lockup on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lockup even if it's electrical.
I've tried it. Oh, okay, okay. All right, I got that going, okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes, I got the door open.
Okay.
All righty, I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All righty, bye-bye.
These people shouldn't be allowed to reproduce. I swear to God.
Listen to woman on the 911. Can you open the door now?
This woman probably has children.
And they're probably just as... Never mind.
There's a second generation of this, more than likely. This is what happens when mothers take sperm from their dead sons.
There you go. Dead
my
semen.
God.
Brain dead semen.
Jesus.
That's what happens from all that cross-pollination.
I mean...
I keep hitting the microphone with my earphones.
I'm running out of excuses for the idiots that live here. I'm running out. And it only took me till I was 21.
Till you were 21.
Yeah.
It grows every day.
You have more reasons.
The bad thing is, I've got more evidence. I've got another piece of evidence I would like to submit to the jury. This is another 911 call.
Oh my God.
The woman complained that they didn't put extra shrimp on her meal.
Emergency.
People waste the 911. There could be somebody on the other line dying, and they're bitching about shrimp.
I mean, they could be being harassed by a guy masturbating in the park. And
she's worried about shrimp.
She's worried about scrimp.
Scrimp. extra scrimp.
This guy is my hero. A 28-year-old man has been sentenced to 3 weeks in jail for, want to take a guess?
Masturbating.
Urinating on a 66-year-old woman.
Whoa! Whoa!
During a Continental Airlines flight last month from Los Angeles to Honolulu, resident of the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Islands was sentenced after pleading guilty to assault charges in federal court in Honolulu. The victim was heading towards Hawaii on March 21st for a scuba diving vacation and was watching an in-flight movie when the man stood up and began urinating on her. He had been drinking during the flight. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
They said the woman reported that had... What? The U.S. attorney said the woman reported that not only was her entire vacation ruined, but she continued to suffer emotionally from the incident. The case is being investigated by the FBI. Here we go, wasting government time on stupid shit. I've got more evidence.
What? Nah.
I've got more. This entire show is dedicated to how stupid this country is. This is a 4-year-old kid calling 911 for help with his homework.
911 emergency.
I need some help.
What's the matter?
With my math.
With your mouth?
No, with my math. I have to do it. Will you help me?
Sure. Where do you live?
No, with my math.
Wait.
Where do you live?
I was going to just play it all the way through, but I had to stop it there. Where do you live?
That was good. Just bluntly. Where do you live?
Where do you live? What are you wearing? Do you like
with
it in
your mouth?
Do you like it in, bud?
With your mouth?
Do you have peanut butter?
Cheese whiz.
Do you have a Twinkie?
Twinkie.
Do you have a milk sitting out on the counter? Do you have a Kung Fu class next door?
Stupid!
Do you throw poodles through the window? Listen to the commentators, you'll know. More back to the call.
No, where do you live, though?
No, I want you to talk to me on the phone.
No, I can't do that. I can send someone out to help you.
Okay,
what kind of math do you have that you need help with?
I have takeaways.
Oh, you gotta do the takeaways?
Yeah.
Alright, what's the problem?
You have to help me with my math.
Okay. Tell me what the math is.
Okay. 16.
Yeah.
Take away 8.
Uh-huh.
Is what?
You tell me. How much do you think it is?
I don't know. 1?
No. How old are you?
I'm only 4.
4?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's another problem? That was a tough one.
The sad part is the 911 operator didn't know what the answer was.
You see?
16 minus 8.
It took him that
You're
long.
You're right! Yeah! I know no one can hear you. It's just for... Everyone always walks in. It's never a perfect recording. Go away with your Bluetooth. All fancy.
Oh, here's one. 5, take away 5.
5, take away 5.
Okay, 5, take away 5. Anyone? Did you just try to pull out your calculator on your phone? Donnie!
Yeah, I really didn't, dude. I was texting. I ain't that bad.
Texting during a show. How dare you?
And how much do you think that is?
5.
The kid thought it was 5.
You call 911 to get somebody to answer a math question. Yeah.
It's 4 years old, I mean.
I'm going to follow you a half year old.
He's got to learn to be embarrassed. He's going to run for Congress. And the sad part is, he might win.
Johnny, what are you doing?
His mother just found out he's on the phone with 911.
What did I tell you about playing on the phone?
Your mother.
That's pretty funny.
That
is pretty funny.
You need more evidence.
We don't need no more, because but what else proof you got?
Because I have it. A Caddo Parish Sheriff's Deputy says a 54-year-old man stabbed his 63-year-old brother during an argument in their kitchen over a can of pork and beans. Break some beans! Sheriff's spokeswoman says that Willie Cast was booked Tuesday on one count of aggravated battery. She says his brother was treated at a North Medical Center for stab wounds in his left arm and shoulder blade.
For beans.
Police, hold on to your hats, say the two had been drinking. And listen to their theory. They think alcohol was a factor.
No. Really? We'll kill for pork and beans.
This isn't necessarily evidence of why this country's stupid. This is evidence of why a teenager shouldn't have a cell phone. A Wyoming father said he took a hammer to his 13-year-old daughter's cell phone after she racked up. Any guesses on the amount? 5,000? You're about $700 off. $4,756.25.
A quarter.
It's the 25 cents that sent him overboard. I gotta pay a quarter of a dollar. You're grounded. Greg and Jaylene Christopherson, gee, longer last name, said they thought texting was disabled on the phone used by their daughter, Dina, because their plan with Verizon did not include the service. That doesn't mean that you can't do it. That just means that they're going to charge you a whole lot for it. However, the service provider charged the family for each one of the 10,000 text messages that Dina sent in a single month. The father said he smashed the offending phone with a hammer, and he and his wife had grounded Dina until the end of the school year. Well, she's 13 years old, can't really do anything anyway.
Yeah.
The couple said Verizon has agreed to reduce the bill to a more manageable amount. That is one thing I got to give the cell phone companies. For parents, they will work with you for certain situations like that, but I mean, here I am with my BlackBerry. I get 5,000 texts a month, unlimited in, 5,000 outside of Verizon. And I think my bill last month, I think I had used a total sent and received 56 messages.
You're really loved.
I know. I mean,
I text more in a day than you text in.
I have 700 peak minutes.
I have unlimited everything.
Anyone want to take a gamble on how many of those peak minutes I used?
5.
23. Anyone want to take a wild guess of where those 23 minutes were spent? Work related. Anyone want to take a guess at how many off peak minutes I have?
2.
54. This was last month. Don't. Usually when you call me, there's a problem. Bob, why did you leave a torrent running? I didn't leave one running. It's Michael. Anyway, I've got a piece of evidence that comes in 3 parts.
Oh, great.
All 911 calls. This is a running theme. It's like the last couple of weeks, it's like, let's prank 911. This woman was upset because her boyfriend spilt her beer. She called 911, not once, not twice, but trace times. My God. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I present Exhibit Double D.
Okay.
The emergency is there's a problem with there's a good problem actually.
She's wasted.
I called earlier about a drug deal going down.
About a drug deal going down.
What's the problem right now?
Domestic violence.
Between who?
Me and the person I live with.
With
yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Me and the person I live with.
Who do you live with?
Oh my God. Mr. Robert Leo Jr.
Who is he to you?
Pardon me?
Who is he to you?
He's not actually roommate.
He's just a roommate?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Okay. There's an argument that's going totally out of control. I don't want to go to jail. He don't want to go to jail. I understand.
Okay, so you guys are just arguing right now?
Pardon me?
You're just arguing?
It's right now just arguing, yeah.
What are you arguing about?
Beer.
Huh?
Beer.
Beer.
I'm totally embarrassed for you to say that. But yeah, it's about
I'm totally
beer.
Embarrassed to say that. Come on.
You're wasted already.
Does
you're
anybody
on
have any weapons?
No.
No.
What is your name?
My name is
What is your name?
And he just took my beer out of my hand.
What is your phone number?
It's Bobby Brown and Whitney.
Well, my cell phone number is
and your cell phone number.
Why are they giving out cell phone numbers?
Please, because he got my beer that he bought for me.
Okay.
He took my beer that he bought for me.
And I'm trying to get my beer back. He kind of messed me up.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Please hurry.
Okay.
She's like, please hurry. Please hurry. Oh, my God. It's like it's a life or death situation. Please hurry. Please send the cops. Please hurry.
My beer. dropped my beer.
My beer. Well, she calls back. Now, this
same
is the same operator.
Oh, God.
Okay, Tampa Police?
Yep.
There were two cops just came to my apartment for no reason.
Now,
she just called she called 911 saying her boyfriend took her beer away from her and wanted the police.
The police came.
20 minutes later, she calls back saying two cops just showed up to my house for no reason. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
America.
America. As one of my teachers would say, USA, USA, USA. Let's continue.
Yeah, for no reason. Nobody called him out here.
Yeah, somebody did.
I did it.
Yeah, you did.
Who? Oh, what's my name? What? No, I called you this y'all. I'm so sorry. I had to get it back. I called you out early, but people selling fucking drugs in front of my bed. That's the only call I made to you.
You what?
I only made a phone call to you earlier, and that was 5-6 hours ago.
No.
No? About drug sales being made in front of the... No.
You
called
5 minutes ago.
Do you have it now?
I heard you the first time that you called.
Okay. Do you have it recorded or in there?
Yes, it's recorded.
Okay, then. Send that to me. Because that never even happened.
What?
I only... called you guys for a drug deal. And now I'm getting in trouble because you hear me now.
Hey, you didn't call me for a drug deal. You said that your roommate took your beer from you and wouldn't give it back to you.
Who am I talking to?
I'm Operator 37.
Huh?
Operator 37.
You are who?
Operator 37.
Operator 37.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many phone calls they made over here. You know what? After you can read yourself. Honestly, I do. There are so many phone calls they're making from this area. It is so close. And the vicinity is like, I just heard what I said. It's so close. Now, what's your name, please?
Operator 37.
Yeah, Operator 37. That's not a name. It's a number. So anyway.
Well, at least she's smart enough to know that 37 isn't a name. It's a number.
Will you please sit someone out to, honestly, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm not trying to be, you know, what? I'm not.
Why do you want the police now?
What I would like them to do is look at my face, and look at his face, and see that I don't call for no reason.
She don't call no reason.
Okay.
I don't do that.
You can hear a boyfriend going, why are you calling him now?
And then, when they come out, it's like, it's all on me. And I ain't getting nothing.
Well, you just called 10 minutes ago about your roommate taking your beer.
Honestly, I don't remember that. Honestly, I don't.
I'm sorry?
Yeah? Pardon me?
What did you say?
I said, honestly, I don't remember that.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't. I'm not trying to, you know, hang.
She's crying now.
I can't understand you.
No one can.
She's getting pissed, you can tell.
I know.
I'd have hung up.
I feel bad for 911 callers.
Yeah,
but hey, you know what you got yourself into.
I can't hear you. What?
Everybody's thinking I'm pussy. I'm pussy when I'm not.
Okay.
It hurts my feelings.
What hurts your feelings?
When you gotta look at me like, she
what?
She's doing it again.
I can't hear you.
When I say to you, I'm calling for a certain reason, you come to me
on the telephone like, oh, she just fucking played that drunk. I'm not.
I didn't say that, ma'am.
But that you talking to me though.
No. I never said that to you.
No. Okay, you know what? No, no, go light me up. Go light me up. I deserve it, I guess, right?
Huh?
I can't stand this life, dude. Look! I said, if you want to come lock me up, come fucking lock me up. That's what I said.
Yeah, she wants to become locked up.
Yeah, for
did
real.
You hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, come on.
I love this lady.
The
operator.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 37.
I won't fight.
I'm going to call this area and go, hey, 37, you sound pretty hot in that audio.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I do? I throw my fucking hands up.
Oh, my God.
They
left me, man.
They come here. Yes, they did. You know what? If you want to arrest me for no reason, let them come on and arrest me for no reason. I did nothing wrong. I'm going to out there.
Nothing wrong.
You're wasting time.
Oh, my God. It's called improper use of emergency services.
Well, don't fucking get mad in here. Oh, is that wrong? I can't talk?
Not tonight, 911 for nothing. Yeah, I have an idea. Let's just randomly call 911 and ask them what they're up to.
Hey, guys, what y'all up to today?
And see how long we stay out of jail.
Hello, this are you here?
I'm here. I'm
okay,
here.
Then. Do you hear
right
what I'm saying?
Right there.
Am I wrong? So open my fucking mouth.
Open your mouth about what?
Say what I want to say. I don't have to do that.
She went from crying to hysterical.
You know what? You know what?
To mad.
If you're in the resident, come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it the fuck on. Because you know what? I don't need this fucking bullshit from no motherfucking body. Send them up back over here. They ain't going nowhere. They still around. They still around. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep my motherfucking goddamn motherfucking mirror. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Tell your bitch ass to send the motherfucker on. Bad bitch.
I'm now on the side of the drunk lady.
Crazy jerk.
Now, of course you would think it's over, but I've already told you that there's a third segment to this drama.
Please don't tell me the same operator.
No, this is a different operator this time.
And what? I fucking arrest me!
Yeah, please, I don't want
to be out here. Come arrest me!
Hello?
Y'all address right now. Come arrest me.
Alright, I'll let them know.
Thank you! Bye, bitch!
Arrest me. Okay, I'll tell him. That was the phone call. Come arrest me. Bye, bitch. Click. That was the phone conversation. I think I have to make a ruling. This country is in deep shit. We are in deep trouble.
Too much cross-pollination.
Why don't they just go ahead and legalize weed? You would have never had this problem with 911. They would have had the energy to pick up the phone and say, he took my blunt away from me. I know I don't have the... I wouldn't have the energy. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Donnie knows all about that.
Yeah, sure.
There's nights with Slobber's sister.
Oh, God.
She's still living in a tent. Down by the river.
I don't know. Yeah.
Now they got flooded. You're probably living in a swamp now.
Yeah. With jungle, baby.
Haven't heard anything out of her lately. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I got one final story. This is, for any married guy, this is the ultimate story right here. A Russian man survived after downing 3 bottles of vodka and leaping from a 5th-floor balcony twice. The man said he jumped the second time because he couldn't take his wife's nagging about the first time.
Oh, That's pretty. Oh, what? What? You don't think I'll do it again? I'll do it again.
The wife had to watch as her drunken husband opened the kitchen window of their Moscow apartment and hurled himself out. Astonishingly, he survived and managed to stagger back upstairs with barely a scratch after the 50-foot fall, but his wife called for an ambulance and began to scold him. He jumped again. Amazed, medics treated him for minor cuts and bruises before releasing him. He says he is now... What? He's basically going to go sober. He's given up drinking and added, "Now I can say just one thing. I was very lucky. I have no idea why I jumped the first time, but when I came back up and I heard my wife screaming at me, I thought it was best if I left the room out the window."
Again.
That man gets the Husband of the Year award.
There you go.
So I believe after reading this story, it's just not the country, it's the entire world that's going to hell in a handbasket.
Let it ride.
Whoa, that is definitely not right. Oh, wait, that is right. Hold on.
That is right.
That's the right, that's the right exit. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought the counter was counting backwards. That's what threw me off.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it for the Entitled Show on theentitledshow.net or whatever you're listening to. Check out our new show, The Commentators. The first edition is up. The movie is UHF. It's a very funny movie. Well, at least we made it funny. Ish. Remember, before we leave, a good piece of advice from your dear Uncle Bob. Don't masturbate in the park. Goodbye, everybody.